the R232, which is the Pettigo-Tallaghy Road, is a regional road at the moment, and I want to get this road upgraded to a national secondary road. And the reason for that done will be basically for more funding. At the moment, basically, there's an allocation of maybe 60,000 to 70,000 there a year for this road. And unfortunately, this money is not substantial for the amount of improvement. This road is vital for South Donegal, for Donegal town, and I mean, and surrounding areas. Not alone, basically, right down to Killybegs. 70 to 80% of traffic coming to that port in lorries and that would come down this Pettigo-Tallaghy Road. So this is vital, basically, you know, for the tourism development, the economic and commercial development of this region. I was very disappointed that basically there was no mention of this road in the draft county development plan 2018-2024. This road is vital, basically, for the area. I mean, not alone even for tourism, but also for the local population. If you're leaving this area and you're going to Dublin or Belfast, this is the road you would take out of the county.
What difference has the M3 out of Dublin made? Because presumably a lot of traffic out of Dublin now is taking the M3, heading through Navan, heading through Cavan, then going to Enniskillen and through from Enniskillen to Pettigo.
Definitely, Donald, you're 100% correct in saying that. And also, basically, in relation to the National Development Plan, that Northern Ireland is vital for us, basically. We're sitting on the border, basically, of Fermanagh and Tyrone. And as you rightly say, the M3 now, which basically comes in from Navan, Cavan, and people from that side of Dublin coming into Donegal town or this area, or even going on to Killybegs and Glencolum, Killam, Sleeve League, so would all be taking this road into the county. And it's very important that we get funding for this road and get this road upgraded.